This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It's Friday, September 19th here at Gillette Stadium, and that means it's time for another Patriots.com Roster Report Podcast. Paul Perillo joining me, Andy Hart. And Paul, we have some minor transactions. Bottom of the roster, also known as the practice squad. Unfortunately, your guy not among them this week. Bethel. By your guy, you know what I mean. Yeah.
McLeod?
Thompson. Or Johnson, whichever one you prefer to call him. On September the 16th, Paul, Patriots make changes to the practice squad was the subject line of the release. New England Patriots signed Darius Fleming, who had been cut previously to the game in Minnesota when the young Deontay Skinner was added to the roster and then played a significant role.
I don't know if you can remember.
Fleming was added to the practice squad after being released from the roster. He's the third-year player, was here throughout the summer at linebacker. Offensive lineman Kalen Hauptmann and defensive lineman Kona Schwinke were also added to the practice squad. Hauptmann is 23, previously spent time with the Browns. He is a 6'3", 300-pounder out of Florida International. Also spent some time with the Seahawks. Schwenke, the defensive lineman, undrafted rookie out of Notre Dame, spent some time with Kansas City, 6'4", 297-pounder, spent a few days on the Chiefs practice squad and is now on the Patriots practice squad. To make room for them on the roster, Cameron Henderson, the defensive end, defensive lineman, was released from the practice squad, as was Marcus Thigpen, the running back slash return man who had previously spent his entire career basically with the Dolphins. And then a day later, Paul, old friend, Daxton Swanson, defensive back, was brought back to the practice squad. He was here all summer, and actually early in the summer was one of the rising stars, sort of, until Malcolm Butler blew right the bleep by him. You got anything you need to break down on any of those moves for the practice squad?
No.
Anything of note?
No.
Okay, so we'll move on to the injury report as we do each and every week, and I would call it an expanding injury report. First and foremost, we'll just say that Gerard Mayo, his wife gave birth to a baby this week. He did not practice on Wednesday, but it was not injury-related. He was back out there the rest of the week, removed from the injury report.
A very happy Gerard Mayo.
Very.
I talked a little bit about his daughter.
He's got a tree, right?
Going today. Yeah, third child.
Expanding Mayo family.
Yeah.
Well on his way.
Very excited.
The rest of it, I got a group of guys, six players questionable for this game. Michael Buchanan, that ankle injury, still has him as limited and questionable all week. Jamie Collins returned to the practice field, limited all week with the thigh injury that actually held him out of the trip to Minnesota, questionable. Alfonso Dennard is now listed with a shoulder injury, missed the Vikings game after not previously being on the injury report. He's questionable. Don Jones, the safety, had a hamstring issue, did not practice Wednesday, limited later in the week, questionable. Shane Vereen now has a shoulder injury. I know that'll probably bother some fans who believe him to be a little bit injury-prone or whatever. Limited all week with that shoulder injury, questionable. Ryan Wendell, the knee injury that kept him from making the trip to Minnesota, limited all week, questionable. There's a four-pack of men who are probable. Dan Conley, knee injury. He left the Minnesota game late. Not necessarily that we saw an injury. Brian Stork came in. Most people thought maybe Stork was just getting reps. Then he ends up limited all week in practice with a knee injury. Julian Edelman, as correctly predicted by Andy Hart during the telecast, has a back injury, was limited all week, got up slow a number of different times off the turf at TFC Bank or whatever it's called, stadium where the Vikings are playing, CFs. Rob Gronkowski still limited with the knee injury, and Silver Salinga still limited and probable with the hand injury, which causes him to wear that massive club-like cast. Paul Perillo, Julian Edelman, are you concerned about his physical health? Not necessarily just because of the back injury.
Long term, yeah.
But the fact that, you know, tying this into the story of the week, which was the offense is all about him and Rob Gronkowski. Then we see him getting up slow. Then we see him on the injury report. 14 games to go. Julian Edelman's status concern you?
For the purposes of the roster report here, just for this exercise, Long-term, yes. I think that he is he's taking a lot of hits. He's going to have, a heavy workload. Looks like they're trying to get the ball in his hands a lot. He's been returning punts very aggressively, like he was at the beginning of last year.
Nope.
Not at the end of last year.
Not Mr. Fair Catch.
Yeah, handing the ball to him once or twice a game all of a sudden, and he's been targeted the most times of all the wide receivers. So the workload's there. He's going to take some hits. He's a guy who has been injury-prone in the past. Yes, long-term. The fact that he's listed as probable here does not have me much concerned about Sunday, but looking ahead, bigger picture
and
offensively.
And I know how you think of back injuries.
Bigger picture offensively, I think it's not as big a deal as if Edelman were to be out of the lineup, I think there would be an awful lot of just hysteria around here. Like, what is the offense going to do? That's the only guy, and I think they would be able. That's when you'd be able to see Danny Amendola plug in and play.
Wow,
I think he'd
plug and play,
play.
Paul Perillo says Julian Edelman, no great loss if it comes to that.
I didn't say
elsewhere.
That. That's
the starters on the injury
report. That's not
report.
What I said.
Jamie Collins obviously would be good to see him back out there. We've seen an aggressive, athletic, versatile front, and that was even without him last week.
Yeah.
He's only another piece to that puzzle.
And I talked to Mayo a little bit today about the linebackers in general, and this is one that's actually legit, Andy, because it was just me talking to Mayo, and I just asked him. I asked him about some of the stuff that we would notice on Sunday, about the run blitz that he had, you know, looping around the inside. I think he had a sack on one of the plays. And just in general, linebackers going forward as opposed to going backward in coverage. And he was really excited about that. Collins, I think, plays into that. And certainly Hightower has been on the line predominantly all season. So just interesting to hear their perspective on it.
Real quick, we'll go over some injuries for the Oakland Raiders, and then I'm going to close it out with a discussion about something that'll catch you off guard maybe a little bit, not thinking about it.
Sure.
C.O. Moore is out, linebacker, ankle. Maurice Jones-Drew, I won't list all of them, but he did not practice Wednesday, limited Thursday, Friday, questionable. He's coming off a hand surgery. He wants to play. He actually wanted to play last week, basically coming right off the surgery table. Was terrible to start the year, 11 yards on 9 carries. But will be interesting to see if maybe he makes the trip. Well, he'll probably make the trip since they're going right on to London. So if he wants to play 2 weeks from now, he'll probably come here anyway. But okay.
Way to talk yourself into it.
That point's moot. Anybody else? Carlos Rogers,
Rogers is
limited,
starting,
questionable.
Starting corner, and Antonio Smith and Rod Street are starting players for them. Antonio Smith added to the list today as limited.
Questionable.
It's another one of those individually talented players that we keep talking about. Oakland has some pieces and really not sure why they're this bad, while they have been this bad for the first two games. The one that stands out to me on the entire injury report, though, for the Patriots is I'm interested in seeing how the offensive line comes together. You have Conley here. You have Wendell here. Are we going to see five guys like we did last week, Andy, and just stick with the five? Do we see Stork more often because Conley is banged up? I'm a little curious to see how that unfolds.
I don't know that you can see Stork and Wendell.
I don't think you could.
I'm not sure they both can be active because... Yeah, I'm not just talking about playing. I'm talking about active because as you double up and have backups, multiple centers just doesn't make a lot of sense. So especially given Dan Conley's versatility that he can be your center at any point, whether he starts at center, plays guard, moves to center if he needs to, what have you. So I'm not sure you see both of them active and on the field in this game or moving forward. I think there is definitely an interesting mix there of how that's all playing out. It's coming into a little bit more of a clarity, I think. Marcus Cannon is going to be a guard. You know, we've seen that for a couple weeks now. You have your tackles who struggled in the opener but have played better. Now it's just figuring out that extra guard. Is it Devy, Conley with that center mix? Does one of the centers come back and Conley moves to guard and Devy's out? That, you know, I think that's going to be week to week. I'm not sure we're going to get a definitive answer. I wanted to ask you about another position that's up in the air. And not safety. Wide receiver. Week one, Aaron Dobson, healthy scratch. Week two, Kenbrell Tompkins, healthy scratch. Week one, 6 targets, no catches for Brandon LaFell. Week two, no targets for Brandon LaFell. And oh, by the way, he's got some penalties mixed in there, both on special teams and in offensive play. Danny Amendola, irrelevant for the most part, aside from plays that have been wiped out with penalty. Just give me a preview of what the story of the week will be with the complimentary receivers on Sunday.
I think Aaron Dobson is the guy.
Active.
In
playing.
I think he will be active.
Okay. So who's getting scratched?
I think you might see Tompkins scratched again. Now, and here's the – this is another guy I tried to talk to today in the locker room, and he declined as unbelievably politely as you could possibly decline, almost apologetically.
Who?
Kenbrell Tompkins. I wanted to talk to him a little about special teams, if he really had done anything special teams-wise. And he just said he wasn't talking this week. I go, hey, anything wrong? You all right? He goes, yeah. And I just...
You mad at me?
You know, well, I didn't know if, like, you know, maybe he was irritated because people were criticizing him or something. Not necessarily us, but in general. So he didn't want to talk. So I don't know if that meant that maybe he didn't want to talk because he wants to just wait till he plays and he's going to play this week, or he knows he's not playing. And
so he doesn't want to talk.
Doesn't want to talk. I took it as the latter.
Interesting. Well, that'll be something to keep an eye on, because it's not just about the 53-man roster. It's about the 46-man game day roster, as these sort of play themselves out in the early parts of the season.
And these injuries elsewhere could affect that. You might have an extra guy, because I think he was a healthy scratch last week, and you might have seven guys that are not healthy enough to be active, depending on, because as you said at the start, Andy, it's an expanding injury.
Expanding injury report, and that's the way it works in the NFL. It's a battle of attrition,
you
Paul
Perillo. You don't get healthier as the
That's
season
right.
goes on.
But what you do get is week after week of Andy and Paul every Friday breaking down transactions and the injury report. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. We'll talk to you next Friday on yet another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.